Okay, today we learned Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel, so let's chaz over Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel. In yesterday's daf, we learned the first of three separate machlokas in between Abaye and Rava, where Rava defines a certain action as misasek, and therefore you're potter, and Abaye defines the action as shogeg, so you're chayim. So the machlokas we learned in yesterday's daf was a case of niskavin lachto chesatolish v'chotei chesamachubar. A person wanted to cut something that was detached from the ground, and instead he cut something that's attached to the ground. The second machlokas is in today's daf, a case of niskavin lizrok, Beis v'zorek dalet. A person intended to throw something 2 amos in Rishus Rabbim, and he accidentally threw it 4 amos. Rava emphasized the fact that he didn't intend to throw dalet amos, and therefore it's misasek. And Abaye emphasizes the fact that he did intend to throw, and therefore it's a shogeg, because he did the malacha that he intended to do. And then the final machlokas is in a case of kasav Rishus Hayachid v'nim seis Rishus Rabbim. A person thought he was throwing in a Rishus Hayachid, but it turns out to be a Rishus Rabbim. So he did intend to throw, and he intended to throw dalet amos. He just was unaware of the type of rishus that he was in. So Rava emphasized the fact that there was no intention for forbidden zrika, because he thought he was in rishus yachid, and that's why it's misasek. And Abaye emphasizes the intention for a zrika, and therefore it's a shogeg. The Gemara demonstrates that in each case, Rava's willingness to say that it's misasek is a greater chiddush. Starting with the case of a person who intends to kasam that's talish and he's chotei chasam mechubar, so to say that that's misasek is one thing, but then to even say that when you're in a skaving lizrok, you intend to even do the same action, and you can't throw dalid without throwing bays first. You can't throw 4 amos unless it goes 2 amos first. That even that's called misasek is a greater chiddush. And then in even the greatest chiddush, where you intended to throw 4 amos, you were just unaware of the type of rishus you're in, that even that's called misasek. Each one is a greater chiddush. The idea that a person could be chayav for all lamitas melachos on a single Shabbos while still remembering that it is Shabbos, being a zadon Shabbos, but shigas melachos on all lamitas melachos, the Gemara points out, is difficult to understand, because what does it mean that he's zadon Shabbos if he knows nothing about any of the lamitas melachos? So now that we've seen all the sugyas, the Gemara says we could explain this idea in 3 ways. For Abaye, it can be explained that the guy knew all of the melachos were aser, but he didn't know the shiurim that's going to be defined as a shogeg and not as a misasek. Rava would say, well, if he doesn't know the shiurim, that's niskavin lizrok beis v'zarak dalid, that's going to be defined as a misasek. For Rabbi Yochanan, it could be that he didn't know there was a chi of kares, but he knew that the malachos were aser. Remember, Reish Lakish holds that you need to not even know that it's aser in order to be defined as a shogeg, in order to be chayiv a karban. Rabbi Yochanan holds, even if you know that it's aser, you just didn't know that it's a chi of kares, if you do b'mezid, that's also chayiv a karban. So that would be the case according to Rabbi Yochanan. The third possibility is, even if you're like Reish Lakish, he can explain the case to be where a person knew that it was Shabbos, in that he knew the concept of Tchum Shabbos, meaning even if you hold like Rava, and you hold like Reish Lakish, so neither of the first two explanations of how you're a Zadon Shabbos and Shigas Melachos and Olamitas Melachos will work, there's another way to be a Zadon Shabbos and Shigas Melachos, and that is that you did know something about Shabbos, you knew Tchum Shabbos, if you assume like Rabbi Akiva, that Tchum Shabbos Doraisa. So then we move on to the most important mission in the entire Masechta. The mission on the bottom of the Daf Gimel lists the 39 Avos Melachos of Shabbos. Melachos generally can be divided into 5 categories. There are melachos that are associated with food preparation, melachos associated with clothing preparation, melachos associated with working animal hides, melachos that are associated with writing, and then there are miscellaneous melachos. Miscellaneous melachos are bona, soser, mavir, mechabe, makab, patish, and hotza'a. The reason the Mishnah has to inform us of the number of melachos, that it's arba'a, mechaz, or achas, is to teach that in ma'son kulam behel mechad chayev al kalachas v'achas. Even though we could count on our own that there are 39, the Mishnah wants to emphasize that if you do all of the malachos in a single period of forgetfulness, you chayiv a separate carbon for each of the malachos. The daf continues with an analysis of the first 5 malachos. Several important rules come out of this analysis. First, the order that the malachos are listed in the Mishnah is chronological to how they are done. Zoreah is before Choresh, because in Eretz Yisrael they would be Zoreah before they would plow. The Gemara tells us if somebody does many different actions that all relate to a single category of malachos, sowing, pruning, grafting, planting, for example, he's only obligated to bring a single korban. Third, sometimes one who can do a single act that will be a violation of two separate malachas. For example, pruning when one needs the wood, so it's going to be a violation of pruning, and it's also going to be a meaning of zareya, and it's also going to be a violation of kotzer, because you need the wood. The fourth rule that emerges is that the context of an action could determine which category of malacha it falls into. For example, removing a clump of dirt from the floor in one's home is a violation of bona, building, but doing that same action in a field, removing a clump of dirt from a field, is a violation of choresh, of plowing, not of bona. The fifth rule that emerges, when a malacha is done with a lack of willful constructiveness, one cannot be mechayiv. One example is when the act is destructive, mekalkel. Chofer guma ve'notzar chalafarav. A person digs a hole in his house, only needs the dirt. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who normally says you're chayiv from malacha she'in shrich l'gufa, would say that you're potter because the act is mekalkel, it's destructive to your home. Rav Ashi holds that removing dates from a palm tree by throwing something at the trees is malacha kala'acha yad. Also, lack of willful constructiveness. It's an unusual way to do the malacha, and therefore you cannot be chayiv. It's a lack of meleches machsheves. And the final rule that emerges, the daf continues with the machlokas between Abaye and Rava, whether gathering salt is a violation of ma'amer, or whether we say ein ma'amer ela b'gidulei karka. The ma'amer can only be violated with items that actually grow from the ground. That's Shabbos Tafayim Gimel.